Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Folks, my next guest tonight is an actor you know from Young Sheldon, Candy Cane Lane, as an Alberta Haynes in CBS's hit show, Ghosts.
Hello, Alberta. Okay, I know that you are mad about the whole my son murdering you and me not telling you about it for 100 years, but how long do you intend to freeze me out?
Flower, can you please tell Hetty I'm still not talking to her?
Hetty, Alberta wants me to tell you that... Wait, I just had it.
Never mind.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Danielle Pinnock. Hello. Nice to meet you.
It's an honor to be here.
Oh, you're very nice. Congratulations on the success of Ghosts.
Thank you so much.
And also, it must have been fun. 123.4 million people were watching the Super Bowl, and this premiere ad goes up during the Super Bowl. Was it surreal to know that many millions of people were watching at one time?
Unreal. I am the most popular person in my family's WhatsApp group chat. And so...
That's a high bar.
I mean, to see me do the Charleston in front of, like, 100,000 people, 100 million people...
Sure.
It's surreal.
It is.
It's surreal.
But I mean, millions of people watch Ghosts every week.
They do.
Are you at all surprised at the popularity of the show or the popularity of the character?
When I tell you I'm grateful for its popularity, I have been working at this dream for 17 plus years, and to be now in this amazing production of Ghosts season 3 now, this is a role and a show of a lifetime for me. Truly.
Well, that's wonderful. It's a tight-knit cast, or at least it seems like a tight-knit cast.
Yes.
It's a real ensemble cast, which you don't always get in a TV show. Do you guys hang out? Because I've been an ensemble cast before, and we usually just do things together. Do you guys?
That's all we do. We hang out and eat. That's all we do. Our group text, I mean...
Like, do you go out, or are you just, like, on sets hanging around? Do you actually do things together out in the world?
We go out all the time. Season 1, if you watch the pilot, we all had, like, sharp jawlines and collarbones. And by that episode 22, we all looked a little fuller. Montreal is the most delicious food city on the planet. But most recently, our new place is Hooters. That's our new spot.
The food there is amazing.
Those wings...
Clam strips.
Oh, I don't know what is in the wing water at Hooters, baby, but I'm telling you, them lemon pepper wings, the smoky garlic. Listen, I need to be the ambassador. I'm ready. I'm ready.
So you play, as I said before, you play Alberta, a Prohibition-era jazz singer. What do we have here? We have her right chow.
Yes.
There you are.
Yes.
There you are, right there. What do you like about Alberta?
I think the thing about Alberta is that she is so iconic to Black history. It was a beautiful time for Black people, the Harlem Renaissance. I mean, Langston Hughes, Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey all came out of this period. And I feel like for her, she is just brilliant and brassy. She is a hot mess with a heart of gold. I liken her to like a jazz scat. You know, scats be all over the place, but then you're like, ooh, you found your rhythm. And then you're like, ooh, wow. It's like, skee-ba-ba-dee-ba. That's Alberta. You know, I'm here.
I like hot mess with a heart of gold.
She is.
Now, I learned you studied theater at Temple U.
I sure did.
And then, which is down in Philly. It's pretty close up
yes.
to New York.
Yeah.
When you were a young actress studying, did you come up to New York to see shows?
Okay, so I'm a theater scammer. I have to admit this.
A theater scammer?
When I was in college, we didn't have much money, but we used to lie to get theater tickets on Broadway.
How do you lie to get theater tickets? Because some of these people might want to try this lie later.
Well, Yeah. She's going to be mad I'm telling her business. But Davine Joy Randolph and I went to Temple University. She is Oscar nominated. Yeah. I'm so proud of her. And we used to lie all the time to get into these shows on Broadway. So first we would do accents. So this one production we saw, Passing Strange, that Coleman Domingo, who is also now Oscar nominated, was in. And so she said, girl, tonight we're going to do British. I said, I'm ready. Our British accents were terrible at the time. But we were like, hello, hiya, hi, thank you, thank you. We lost our tickets on British Airways. Can we have new tickets, please? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they would give it to us, literally.
They would just give you new tickets?
They were so annoyed with us because we just kept badgering them all the time, like, thank you, thank you. Do you have any tea? Do you have any tea? We need the tickets. So we would see these shows for free. And one show in particular that I almost got caught. They were doing Fela here on Broadway, mm-hmm. and Patti LaBelle was in it. Mm-hmm. And I said, I gotta see Mama Patti. I have to see Mama Patti. So me and my friend Chom Thompson pretended to be husband and wife. Mm-hmm. Sean is very gay, but I said, you know, honey, we're gonna work it out. We're improvisers. So he came in, he said, this is my honey. I said, this is my honey. Listen, Auntie Patti told me y'all had tickets for us back here. Where's the tickets? They said, what do you mean? I said, that's my auntie. I'm her niece. I drove all the way up here from Dallas, Texas. Where are my tickets? And he's like, yeah, honey, where's the tickets? And so they were like, you know what? We asked Patti. She said, you are her niece. Go on down there and sit in the orchestra. I said, really? So I'm stressed now, Mr. Colbert. I'm stressed. So we get to the orchestra, and I see Patti LaBelle. She's making eye contact with me the entire show. And I'm like, I love your work. I love your work. And her final number, she goes into the audience, sees me, kisses me on my forehead. And I'm like, this is either the kiss of death or the kiss of love. And I think she just clocked me and was like, you got good game, sis. I'm going to keep it moving now. You got good game. And that's the last time I ever did that.
Now, I love seeing people's first performances early performances. Tell me about playing Captain Hook.
I want to know.
Tell me about how you got into this. This guy, when are we talking here?
Okay, so this must have been sophomore year in high school. Yeah. And they said they're doing Peter Pan. I said, there's no parts for me. They said, well, what about Wendy? I said, I'm black. I'm not about to be Wendy. Yes, there could be a black Wendy, but like, she's not fun. They're like, what about Tiger Lily? I said, Tiger Lily, that's racist. I don't want that. I said, I want Captain Hook. They said, well, no girls are going to audition for Captain Hook. I said, I got you. My grandma, I don't know if y'all remember Conway in New York. They used to have the fur coats and stuff. We went down to Conway, got a fur coat. I used a fork as my little hook and had a little cowboy hat my dad gave me because he was living in Houston at the time. And I just went in there for the audition. And all these boys in high school, they were like, she's not getting it. I said, I'm getting this role because it's the only role I won. Mr. Colbert, when I tell you I booked that role and I was the best at it, and them boys still to this day clown me on Facebook because they were so mad that they lost it out to a black lady. Best role of my life.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you for being here. Season 3 of Ghost premieres this Thursday right here on CBS. Danielle Penick, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.